The news is round by Brian Jennings.
The US President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet at the White House later today amid hopes of advancing a ceasefire deal in Gaza. The two are also set to discuss the possibility of a permanent end to hostilities with Iran. Overnight, the Israeli military struck targets in Yemen, Lebanon and Gaza. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Trump will meet Benjamin Netanyahu for the third time since taking office in January, when the Israeli Prime Minister arrives at the White House at 11:30 tonight, Irish time. The two are expected to discuss plans for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza that Israeli and Hamas teams were presented with in Qatar yesterday. Israel has objections to parts of the plan, and President Trump is expected to push his Israeli counterpart to accept the deal, which includes a partial release of hostages, both living and dead, by Hamas, in exchange for the freeing of Palestinian prisoners and an agreement to immediately start talks on a permanent ceasefire. The temporary ceasefire plan also includes a massive influx of humanitarian aid distributed by the United Nations and other international agencies. The two men are also expected to discuss a possible permanent end to hostilities with Iran following the joint Israeli and US attacks on Iran's nuclear and missile programs. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
An Australian woman accused of killing relatives with deadly mushrooms has been found guilty of murder after serving them a meal with toxic mushrooms. Erin Patterson was also found guilty of the attempted murder of the sole survivor of the meal. Kate Carlin reports.
The case centred around a beef Wellington meal Erin Patterson served to four guests, including her former mother and father-in-law, in 2023. All four guests became seriously ill soon after eating the meal, and three later died in hospital. The fourth person, a man, survived after being in an induced coma for weeks. Prosecutors said Erin Patterson intentionally foraged for and served the toxic death cap mushrooms. She pleaded not guilty, saying it was unintentional, that she loved her relatives and had no reason to kill them. The trial heard that she had dumped a dehydrator used to prepare the mushrooms in the days after the meal, and prosecutors accused her of telling so many lies that it was hard to keep track.
The death toll from catastrophic floods in the US state of Texas has risen to 78, including 28 children. Dozens of people are missing, including 10 young girls who had been attending a summer camp. One of the state's largest search and rescue efforts in recent history is now shifting towards a recovery operation. The flooding occurred after the nearby Guadalupe River broke its banks following torrential rain in the central Texas area last Friday. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has written to members of the motor industry following reports of anti-competitive practices in the sale, maintenance and repair of vehicles. It follows complaints that motorists have been prevented from getting their vehicles serviced by independent garages and in some cases told their warranty will be void if they do so. Our Consumer Affairs correspondent Angus Cox.
In an industry-wide letter to car manufacturers and dealerships, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission warned that consumers must not be prevented from freely choosing whose services or repairs their vehicle or what parts they use. It follows complaints from motorists who claim they've been prevented or discouraged from getting their vehicles serviced by independent garages. In some cases, consumers allege they were told their warranty will be void if they do so or if non-manufacturer-supplied spare parts are used. Others claim they were blocked from using independent garages due to restricted access to essential diagnostic data or tools. The CCPC says such practices can break competition law. The watchdog is seeking information from car distributors on the issue. It says no formal proceedings have been instigated, but that action will be taken if illegal practices are identified.
Fine Gael will open nominations today for candidates seeking to run in the presidential election. President Michael D. Higgins' term will conclude on the 11th of November, and the election is expected to take place in late October. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
Fine Gael will become the first party to get the ball rolling in terms of candidate selection, but it will not officially unveil that candidate until early September. The nomination process that begins today will run until Tuesday, July 15th. It is expected that Mairead McGuinness and MEP Sean Kelly may seek a nomination. Sinn Féin is still deliberating on whether to select from its party ranks or to support an agreed left-wing candidate, while the Social Democrats and PBP Solidarity now believe there will be a left-back candidate in the presidential election. Fianna Fáil is going to make its decision on how to approach the campaign in late August.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
A dry day for most with warm spells of sunshine, but it'll be cooler and cloudier across West Connacht and Ulster with patchy rain or showers. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 23 degrees, warmest across the southeast and east.